Bez Hashem continue with Mishnah Seifrim, Shin number 118 with Ois Kuf. And the Mishnah Seifrim tells us that the letter Kuf should be a flat top. The top of it should be flat. And the tag, the crown on the top, should not be too close to the left side. It shouldn't be flush with the left side, because the concern is, if it's too close and it's elongated, then it could actually look like a lamed, and that can ruin the whole letter. Now, the bottom right of the Kuf should be rounded. The bottom right should be rounded. It shouldn't be a square. It shouldn't be pointed. Now, the bottom right and the inside should be much less than the length of the Gag. In other words, the top of the Kuf is similar to the top of a Chof. However, the bottom of the Kuf is closer to that of a Resh. Now, the left side, the left leg of the Kuf, regal hasmolas tilui bov, he ketsuras nun pshuta, it's like an endonun. That left part of the Kuf is like an endonun. And you have to make sure that it's long enough to be the proper size of the endonun. Now, you don't want to put it too far down, then it's going to look like a Resh, and then like an endonun or a Zion, because the endonun is really like a Zion, but a little longer. So it has to be more in the middle when it's coming down, at the edge of the top of the Kuf. You want it to come down a little, and it should be slanted a little towards the previous letter. The end of this line of the endonun, which looks like a Zion, should be slanted a little towards the previous letter. You always have to be careful that the endonun, which is what the Kuf makes up from these two letters, the Resh and the endonun, that is not touching any part of the Resh. Now, you also want to be, like we said earlier, it should be b'soifoy b'tzad small. This endonun, which is what the Kuf is made of, as you'll see in the picture, should be on the left side. When you come down from the top of the Kuf, so then that endonun should be there right next to it, a little below. Now, in the Sefer Beis Aaron, he brings from the Radvaz that the tsura, the form of the Kuf, should be really like the Resh that we write. The Resh that we make when we write a letter has a very thin tip. The Resh that we're discussing here, as it continues to extend a little towards the left side. So he brings over here, I'm a Sefer Beis Aaron, Shehev Yishem HaRadvaz, She'ikir Tzuros HaReish Nun. It's really like a Resh and a Nun. V'herich Shom B'inyan Zeh, V'siyem B'zeh HaLoshen, V'nir She'Tzuros HaKimoy Resh, that the Tzura is like of a Resh, Rak She'teik HaKtzara, HaKetzer Adar Shal HaReish, Akum L'Smol K'moy Lamed. He's saying that the bottom part of the thin, according to the Radvaz, the thin part of the Resh, should be tilted a little towards the left side. Okay. Now we continue with actually the letter Resh. So, Ois Resh, Gago Shovet Lechatchilo, that once again, the Resh, similar to that of a Kuf, the top part is flat. The bottom right of the Resh is very, very important, has to be rounded. Not like what? Not like the Dalet. The Dalet is squared. But the top right is flat. The top is flat. And the right the right section of the Resh is rounded. Now, you have to be very careful that the leg of the Resh is not too long. Because if the leg of the Resh is too long, it's going to look like an endechof, like a chof soifis. V'gag aruch k'oirich beiz, and the width of the Resh on the top, the gag, should be that of the same width of the base. Now, you don't want it to be too short. When I say the width, I mean the length of it. You don't want it to be too short, because if the Resh is too short, it's going to look like a vav. It should be closer to that of the length of a base. Now, the right regal, the right side, is only one leg of the Resh, should not be too short. You also regal ha-resh kotze k'mo yud da'i b'zeh b'di'eved. Now, if you make it just like a little the height of a yod, so the Prima Godim is lenient and says it is still kosher. But you really want to make it a little longer than that, like the length of two yuds, to make it look like the proper resh. Now we continue with ois shin. The letter shin has three yuds, and some will actually say, call it a vav. Okay, it's three yuds in the top. Now, roisha harishoin, im yerech hanimshach, the top right side is actually facing like the aleph of the yud of the aleph on a slant. It's a bit of a slant. The next part of the shin is similar to like that of a vav. And then the last part of the shin is where you have a box and a line coming down in the center, okay? Which is similar to what? That's similar to the letter Zion. Now, you have to make sure that none of the heads, the tops of the letters of the shin, are touching each other. It's very important to make sure they do not touch each other. Now, they should be connected to form a point. They should be connected, all three heads should connect to form a point. It should be a point at the bottom. And there should not be a base. It should not be flat on the bottom of the shin. It should not be rounded, but rather forming a point similar to that of a resh. Now, if you wrote a four-letter shin, like we have on one side of our tefillin shel resh, if you wrote a four-headed shin, then it's not going to be kosher. In kosher shin shel dal roshim psula, it's going to be possible loydai begreiras resh achas, and it can't just scrape away one of the extra heads, davi chatoiches, because now you're forming the letter by scraping away. It's chatoiches el tzarich levatel ha'ois. You have to rather scrape away the letter, ula hashlimo, and then write it again. With film mezuzas in kosher lachara in moyel tikun davi shleikesir. Now, if a person wrote a four-headed letter shin, rather, then if it's by tefillin and mezuzahs, if he already wrote the next letter, there's no way to fix that. It's going to be puzzle. You cannot go back and fix it. Then we discussed over here that we said that the heads of the shin are like a yud. Now, just like the yud has a little tail, a little thin tail coming down after the head, you cannot thicken it in. If you thick that in and darken it in and fill in that spot, it's going to be puzzle. And if the parts of the shin are touching, im nagu haroshin, zeh bezeh, afilu kuchud asayir, even small, touching the smallest connection, it's going to be puzzle. In regards to fixing it, take a look at the Sefer Mishnah Safram, shekosta doreif ha-poiskim soibin da ha-mehani bezeh greira dolai mikri nishtanis tzurosa ha-idezeh, that you could scrape it away. It's not called changing its form. So once again, if you change the form of the letter by scraping away, that's a problem. But most places can learn it's not called scraping. Scraping away is not called changing the form of the letter. It's only because it's not mukuf gvil. It's not surrounded by klaf in that place. And therefore, this that's not surrounded by klaf in that place is not a problem to go back and fix. It's not a problem shaloi kisidron. Now we come to our last letter, letter Tav. The letter Tav is a combination of the letter Dalid and the letter Vav. And the Vav is really what makes the left leg of this Tav. So you have an upside down Vav, which is placed underneath the Dalid, and that is your combination of the two letters of the Tav. V'regel small, the left leg, Yegila Lemailo, has to be touching, like once again, all the letters have to be touching totally. And the right leg has to be shorter, meaning shorter what? You don't want to make it too long to look like an endafe. If you extend the right leg of the tuf too long, it's possible to look like a feisefis, the letter, the feit, right, the end of a letter. V'yamshich laharegel b'soich ha-tuf, k'dei she'yehei soif ragel ha-smoli k'neged soif gago. Now, you want to have the left leg to be flush coming down from the roof of the top of the tuf. That's what we just read over here. And it should not be protruding out, like the base has a little heel on the back. The tuf should not be protruding out past the top of the roof of the tuf. Now, you also don't want the gag. You don't want an extension on the gag of the tuf. Im osana, then he says further, now, if you made the left leg backwards and you made it small, the left leg of the tuf backwards and small, so now it looks like a feisayfis. It looks like an endafe. And there are those that pass it because of this. But I feel my gag rochav keflayim, and even if the gag, the top, is very long, it's doubled the original size, kiyerech, like the leg, nonetheless, according to some, it's going to be possible. The pei pshuta ein shir l'raglo, rak l'chof pshuta. Yeshir l'raglo keflayim kegag, shalai tidme l'reish oy l'dalit. Should not look like a reish or a dalit. So you don't want to make the leg of the tuf inverted, and you don't make it too short. Now, he says further, a couple last points here. He says, Yim also regular tuf kav, instead of making a foot, like a shoe, to the left leg of the tuf, you made it straight down, like a line, like a stick figure ches. Like bailet saif, it doesn't protrude out a little, l'chutz. Says, take a look earlier in Sim Lamed Beis, saif, sif yud ches, mishur sham, sif kot inside yalif. Next point is, what happens if you make the right leg too short? Im regal yimini shel hatov nifsak ve'ein boi rak kemala yud kosher. It's only like a kemala yud, the size of a yud. It's still kosher. If it doesn't go all the way down to the length of the left side, it's still kosher. Well, if you say, huadin im lechatchila loy osa rak kemala yud kosher, if you only made it kemala yud kosher, moilinyan hey, v'ayim be'er locha, shabiyano shom di im haru. If you show it to a tinuk, but tinuk like korah lois tzarchim azeh, you have to know if it's going to be kosher. If you show it to a child, and the child does not read it like the proper letter that it should be, continues inside Mishnah 7. Kol oish yesh bo safek, any letter that has a doubt, ein ba shema ein ba kishir. Maybe it doesn't have the right shir haroy, but inun shehi psula. Maybe it's possible. Or shema ein surasala. Maybe it's not the right sura on it. Binun shehi psula. And all these cases, both scenarios, marin latina can show it to a child. Sheein loychakim like tipish. That's not too smart and not smart. Vim yadeya likroisa kilchosa. If he knows how to read it properly, kishera it's kosher. Vein sarah tikun, and you don't have to read it. Aval im vein sarah tikun, you don't have to fix it. Because he read it properly. But if you know the letter is not correct, it's not written correctly. And even if this kilkul is written after, even if it got ruined after it was written, so it was written properly and it got ruined afterwards. And creates a tinuk mayelis, doesn't help for a child to read it. Gemayish is bar with simin lamed beis, as is discussed in simin lamed beis. Va'ayin shom b'sivchon hei ve'eze dover mayel tikin. Take a look over there in simin lamed beis. What scenario is taken that can you fix the letter? We just conclude over here with the last few lines of the Mishnah Seferim, where it says, Im yesh hefzik, there's a separation. You have a letter like a vav, and there's a separation coming down at towards the end of the letter. You have to cover it up, and cover up the bottom part, and then show it to a child. And if the child can read it correctly, and the same thing happens if you have a rusted section, got a little rusty, however it got rusty, a little waterlogged maybe. And so you have to cover up the section that's not good and ask the child what the letter is. If the letter is read correctly, then you can fix it. And it's not called shalai kesidron because you have the correct surah, you have the correct surah of the letter there already, it formed the letter. Now, another point is that when you write a letter, we had said that when you write it originally, it has to be mukov gevil, it has to be surrounded by klaf. If it's not surrounded by klaf originally when you write the letter, it's going to be possible. So he says, Tchilas haksiva tzarech mukov gvil bechol stud in all sides has be surrounded by klaf shel oyses afilu bekutza shel yud a small even on the left bottom part of the kreitz of the yud also has to be surrounded by klaf. That Rabbeinu Tam says is ikuva, it's not going to be there. It says Rabbeinu Tam would be a problem, and as well as the inside also should be mukov gvil, there should be klaf in the inside of the letter. Let's say of the letter of mem. And vim yesh laachmer da afil mitzayd echa mi befnim im ein mukov kviel poislokim b'chutz choze betchilas aksiv. Now there are those that are machmer that on the original when you write in the inside of the letter, right? There were different opinions on this. We learned that if even one side is not totally mukov kviel, if one side is not totally surrounded by the klaf, that will also be a problem. However, if after you wrote the letter, then there was something that happened that it was not mukov kviel anymore, then a mouse ate away some of the klaf, then it's not a problem. It's kosher, but it's best to fix. Now, how could you fix them like this? So here you could scrape away a little of the thickness of the letter. By scraping away a little of the thickness of the letter, then you could still have it to be mukov gevil as you'll see in picture number 7. And the same thing is that if it's coming down too far down to the edge of the kalaf, you can also scrape away the bottom of the letter, and then you have it now mukok vil, shkoyach rabbeisai, on completing the chelik of the limud from the Chavetz Chaim that he added here, called Mishnas Seifrim, the letters of how to write by Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. We're going to continue next year with Simen Lamed Zayin.